Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. It is hour number three of the program, the live Christmas week edition. We're in here live. I don't know about the rest of the shows on the radio. Most of them either have fill-in hosts or are doing refeeds, but it's Ian here with you.
And Toby?
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, we give away. All kinds of great stuff, all for free at freetalklive.com. We'll start things out this hour by talking about the nanny state. This from the Orange County Register, Genevieve, actually. Daniel Boone versus the nanny state. Today, October 22nd, marks the 273rd anniversary, obviously it's not October 22nd, of the birth of an American icon, Daniel Boone. I just thought this story was cute. I wanted to share it. This death-defying adventurer axed his way through the Appalachian Mountains to settle Kentucky and open the western frontier. Stamped across his rock-hard life is the trademark of America, the pioneer spirit to cross new frontiers and control one's destiny. Back then, people ran their own lives. Today, our vastly expanded nanny state looks after us. Is this a good thing? Imagine you're a pioneer of yesteryear. How would you fare with today's nanny on your back? As you prepare your covered wagon for journeying west, inspectors report that your wheels have failed to meet safety standards. The canvas on your wagon is not fire retardant, and the yoke on your oxen could be harmful, not to you, to the beasts. Although you've traveled safely in the wagon before, you're slapped with fines and forced to correct the problems. You leave for your journey with a lighter wallet and a heavier spirit. When you reach your new town, you find that land isn't cheap anymore. See, the government took huge tracts of it off the market to preserve the wilderness. One of the townspeople sells you a plot at 10 times what he paid for it. You learn that he was one of the council members who passed the law preserving the wilderness. He smiles to welcome you to town, but you have difficulty smiling back. And this is just so, I mean, really, yeah. This is so great.
It just shows how much change there's been in just the past couple hundred years.
It's just overwhelming how much regulation we're subject to, how many taxes we're subject to, and how sort of good old boy it all really is. Where, one of my favorite examples is here in New Hampshire, the law that mandates that people have to get a hairdresser's license in order to, you know, do nails and people's hair and that sort of thing. Was passed by one of the representatives. She brought this bill up. She happens to be the owner of one of the only schools, the beauty schools, in the state of New Hampshire.
Wow.
I mean, this kind of crap goes on all over the place. Anyway, continuing the story. You plant a crop, only to learn that it's forbidden. The government decided that there was enough of it, and any more would lower the price. You find that your neighbors on the town council who passed this law are the folks who grow that crop. You also discover that some farmers produce no crops and get paid for their empty fields with your tax dollars. That goes on today. It's called farm subsidies. And many of those farmers that get subsidies are very, very wealthy corporations. You suppress your frustrations and search for a way to succeed. You enjoy making furniture, so you decide to open a shop. But wait! You must file permits with a dozen agencies. This means hiring lawyers and accountants, which you cannot afford, so you must give up your dream of starting your business. Now, in that one little paragraph, they really tell the story of so many Americans with lost hopes and lost dreams. Americans who are, you know, living on the, you know, the edge of poverty. They don't have a lot of wealth. They're wealthy because they live in America, right, and they can eat and they have air conditioning. But compared to others, they don't have the same opportunities because in order to go into business for themselves, they have to jump through all these bureaucratic hoops, which you just can't afford if you don't have enough money to jump through.
It's so hard. It's the government holding so many people back. It's hard to become an entrepreneur now. It's hard to start your own business. Not only do you have to go through all the licensure and all that, get all the permits, bow down to the government folk and fill out all their paperwork, and then pay taxes, an exorbitant amount of taxes. It just makes me wonder how much progress would have been made in America if we started out with these regulations. How far would we have gotten?
I mean, we wouldn't have gotten anywhere.
Because it's only in their recent history that we've really, really been getting these huge regulations on businesses and on individuals and really stifling. How much more innovation would there be right now?
Good question.
If these regulations were gone.
so many more poor people would have opportunities and doors open for them that they would have never have had, that they don't have today because they have to jump through all the hoops. You can't run a business out of your house. You can't, if you're going to open up your own business, as they're saying, you've got to ask permission from, you know, mommy government as to whether or not you can. I mean, we want people to be entrepreneurs. I do.
Yeah, the government pretty much regulates everything right now. If you want to sell something or make something or have a business, the government's going to be watching over it and taking a cut off the top.
Well, that's one of the reason why. That's one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing here, this show, Free Talk Live. Back when I was younger and a little more naive about all the regulations out there, I thought it'd be really cool to own my own radio station. And, you know, this was, you know, a decade ago or something like that. And so I started looking into it. I thought, well, you know.
How hard could it really be? I mean, it's pretty basic technology.
Well, yeah, the actual functioning portion of the station is not that difficult.
Right.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's probably a good idea to hire an engineer to put it all together. But, you know, you've got your CD players or your computers or whatever it is you're going to use for the audio generation. And then that goes through an audio chain and it goes to the transmitter and out over the airwaves. So you have to spend the money to buy the hardware, but that's not that big of a deal. But it is a big deal when you look at the FCC requirements for starting a radio station.
Yep.
You first have to get an engineering survey done. So you have to hire an FCC-approved engineering firm, and there are only so many of those. So there's a limitation on how many of them there are. Therefore, they get to charge a whole lot of money. So you pay through the nose for this engineering firm study. Of course, you also have to send an application to the FCC to... basically to apply for a construction permit. Right.
And that's not cheap either.
The application fee is thousands and thousands of dollars.
And
so
that doesn't guarantee you anything.
No, it guarantees that they'll look at your application.
All right.
Which they can absolutely reject out of hand, and then the next time you have to send another application fee in. So, and then on top of that, there are certain windows that the FCC will open. The FCC will have, they'll have, most of the time the windows are closed, where they're not accepting any new applications at all.
Even if you wanted to, you couldn't, and you had all the money in the world, you
That's
couldn't
correct.
Even start a radio
Exactly.
station.
It's that restricted. And so as I started learning more about this, I just was completely disenchanted and disheartened with the idea of owning my own station. I knew if it were to ever be something I would do, it would have to be pirate radio. You know, because I looked into the legitimate version, and it was just cost prohibitive.
And is this because all the different stations on the dial are all used up or something?
Nope.
Do we need the FCC to be regulating stations of static?
And again, this is just one example. This is the radio world. There's completely other rules for
every part of
business,
life,
for plumbing, for whatever you want to, you know, whatever business you want to bring up. The government has gotten its nose in. Anyway, back to our little story. Again, we're going west, Toby. So you got another jolt. Now, this is after you've given up your dream of starting your own business, the tax bill. You discover that your nanny demands a big piece of you to fund the agencies that are busy running your life. You're just starting out, but you feel drained. The promise of a new life has vanished.
So you're just on your land trying to grow some vegetables, and you're hit with a tax bill just for living there.
In time, you learn to play the game. You join the town council to build government instead of furniture. You work in a blacksmith shop where you do a lousy job, but you get a law passed that forces your boss to pay you more than you're actually worth. Your wife cuts the townswoman's hair. She worries about losing customers to a new haircutter, but you get the council to enact a law requiring any new haircutters to complete 500 hours of instruction and pay a hefty fee for a license. This protects the public from unsafe haircuts. Despite your maneuverings, you feel no joy. Your life is no longer in your control, but depends on the arbitrary whims of the council. You've lost the confidence and drive you once had when you started out. You become fearful and conniving. The town has destroyed you. What happened in this hypothetical town is also happening in our country. Once we lived by our own efforts, now we demand government entitlements. Once we respected the rights of others, now we pass laws to tax and control everyone. Once we reined in government to unleash individual freedom, now we rein in the individual to unleash state power. Once we were pioneers, sprinting toward the American dream, and now we're distressed travelers caught in a maze called the nanny state. The nanny state is the antithesis of America. It violates a person's right to act freely, and instead compels him to follow the state's diktats. It corrupts the citizens by giving some groups unearned benefits at the expense of others. It corrupts officials by giving them unchecked power to dispense favors, to make or break lives, to control entire industries, to confiscate property, and to redistribute wealth. It anesthetizes the people to its unbridled power by telling them they'll be taken care of. as if trading freedom for dependency were desire, were desirable. More on the way. This is your show. Bring up anything. How is the nanny state ruining your life?
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now, with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, the giveaway. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, there's lots of ways you can do that. And one of them is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So head on over there, amazon.freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Ask the question before we went away a moment there about, you know, how is the nanny state ruining your life? We just read sort of a creative little story talking about from the Orange County Register talking about how, hypothetically, you are a pioneer heading west. What would it be like if we had the same nanny state that we have today back then, with all of its regulations and silly rules and nonsense that it forces us all to obey?
Yeah, we'd be behind in the times if it had been the state had been around like it is today back then. We wouldn't have progressed.
We'd be third world.
We wouldn't have been able to have the innovations that make us as rich as we are.
Right. And the end of the article here says that, you know, the state, the government, it anesthetizes the people to its unbridled power by telling them they'll be taken care of, as if trading freedom for dependency were desirable. It uses the chilling weapon of the police state, force, to impose its edicts. Today's nanny concocts a bitter brew of hundreds of alphabet soup agencies to regulate our lives. How many modern pioneers are choking at this campfire?
I'm just amazed that people are still out there persevering and becoming entrepreneurs with the way that
it's so hard.
It's so hard. And how much further can they go until people stop?
Well, they'll keep going. The state doesn't care. I mean, it just wants to confiscate wealth and do as it pleases with it. So it will continue to increase in its size and increase in its scope and its intrusiveness into our lives until the economy grinds to a halt. You know, it's either that's gonna be what happens, or the state's money system will crash and burn first, and then the economy will be screwed as a result of that.
So it's not sustainable.
Either way, it's a lose-lose proposition. As long as the government continues in the direction it's going, we will all suffer ever more in the long run. And I asked the question about, you know, well, how's the state ruining your life? Well, I don't know if that was really the right question to ask, because everyone has to consent to this, right? I mean, if everybody didn't consent to, at some level or another, you know, oh, I have to get a business permit. Okay, I'll go out and do that. Oh, I got to get this permit to paint my house a new color. I'll go out and do that. If everybody didn't consent, then the government would have no power. Because, yes, it's true that they do have police and they're scary and they've got guns, and certainly they're not afraid to use those guns to enforce their edicts. So I understand that. I understand why people obey. I do. When I was down in Florida, I didn't pull many permits from the upgrades I did to my house, but there was one that I couldn't get away with. I was filling in a, there was a ditch out in front of my house, and I wanted to fill it in so I could make a new parking area.
Mm-hmm.
With that sort of level of activity, you know, a code enforcer is going to spot you and jump on you. So I pulled the permit for that one. But otherwise, I tried my best to avoid doing any sort of business with the government if I could.
Well, it'll just cost you money if you do, and maybe you won't even get that permit. I mean, you have to ask permission.
Oh, they give you the permits as long as you pay them.
Well, in some cases,
for
the most part. Sometimes, though, they
might deny.
They might find something else that you have to do. Maybe you have to put on a wheelchair ramp or something.
Sure. So my point here is that if more people refuse, the government would have less power. The government has its power because of the consent of the governed, primarily. The guns are scary, but they can't shoot everybody, and they can't put everybody in jail.
The problem is, we have to do it all at once if we're going to do that.
Right.
Because if just a few people do it, well, you're just going to suffer the consequences of government. And yet the consequences, if there's only a few of them, are real, and they really are there.
That much is true, and certainly the state will make examples of people to prove that the consequences are there in order to scare people into submission. And that's why I think that we've got such a good thing going on here in New Hampshire, Toby, with the Free State Project, with all of these wonderful liberty activists moving up here in order to get active for freedom. I understand some of them want to approach things from a political perspective. They want to get elected into office, and they want to get in there, and they want to, you know, they want to get rid of these regulations. They want to abolish that, and that's great, and I think that they should do that, and I think that that's a fine path to take. It's a slow one. It's not going to happen quickly. You've got to get elected, and then you've got to get the laws
repealed.
Play the game. Right, you got to play the game. And I think that a faster path would be a path of civil disobedience if we could get more people on board with it. But that's the tricky part, is getting people to be willing to stand up and refuse the orders of the state.
Well, it is happening. More and more people are just sort of checking out and living their life as if they are, were already free.
They are, but it's, there's no coordination behind it.
Right.
So
more and more people moving in, though. We may just see something.
I think you're right about that. I think that the more people move in here, and we're seeing, we live in Keene, New Hampshire, the southwest corner of the state. We are seeing a little bit more of a civilly disobedient crowd moving in this direction, and I think that's a healthy thing, to have more of the civil disobedience people together in order to help back each other up. Because, you know, for instance, paying property taxes, I wish I didn't have to, but I don't really own my house. The bank does.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't pay the property taxes, then a lien gets put on the house. And even if I paid off my mortgage, then the government would have first claim on it. So,
but
you know, there's only so much disobedience you can do with the system that we have today.
How many
way.
People would it take, though? Like, it's that funny numbers game. How many
right.
people do you need to agree to stop paying their taxes in order to protect yourself?
Exactly. And the way the state has things set up is, you know, it has certain individuals in the business world sort of be doing their dirty work for them, like business owners holding back your tax dollars from your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, that's just done because that's the way it's always been done. I don't know if there's actually any mandate that business owners must withhold taxes for their employees. It's just sort of the way things are done. I'd love to see a business owner just refuse to participate in that and pay their employees what they're worth and then tell the employees that, hey, it's your responsibility. If you want to go and pay taxes to the federal government, go right ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your full paycheck. You've got it all now, and it's up to you to pay taxes if that's what you want to do. Well, I think that'd be a,
that
something
would be
could work.
Great, and that would also make people really realize how much money they're losing every
right.
out of their paycheck. Because right now you get your paycheck and it's how much you get. I mean, they sometimes write how much was taken out of your paycheck, not always, but if you're actually writing a check to the government every month for how much money is taken out of your paycheck, and you're actually going to see, wow, how much more could I do with this money than the government's doing with it?
But the problem is most business owners aren't going to go out on that limb because they're in business to make money and they're in business to run their business on into the future. They don't want to risk themselves an IRS prosecution as a result of making a stand for liberty. They want to, you know, do their business and live a happy life. So very few of them are willing to step out on that limb.
Mm-hmm.
The only time I think we're going to see business people really take a stand is when the entirety of their business has been threatened. There's a guy who I've been trying to get in touch with. I don't know if I'll ever be successful. I left him a phone message and an email, and that's as far as I go, because I'm not going to bang down somebody's door to get him on the show. But I'm told that there's going to be a law coming up here in Illinois in 2008 that's going to be banning smoking from statewide, basically, everywhere. Not outside, but public places, essentially, businesses.
Yeah.
And there's a guy that owns a cigar shop. He's going to be out.
That's what his business
right.
is based
people
on.
People come there to smoke cigars in his shop. His business is going to go under as a result of this. So now that he really has nothing left to lose, he's willing to make a stand and invite people to his cigar shop to violate the law in his shop. He's going to refuse to pay the fines, as I understand it. That's what really needs to happen, but unfortunately, that's a bad situation, too. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish, and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Hi, Dr. Deagle here from the NutraMedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday here on Genesis. You may have heard how relaxing an Ionic Foot Spa can be. The warm, soothing bubbles rushing around your feet. The joy of relaxation. Few people realize how much benefit the Ionic cleansing can be to remove toxins from your body. Electrochi Premier Foot Spa helps in cleansing the body of harmful toxins and energizes your cells. Each treatment will electrically recharge you at the cellular level. Your cells become electrically balanced and the cells are oxygenated. Your body will begin to work better. Energy helps your body to purge heavy metals, toxins, and parasites. And with ElectroChi, your well-being, vitality, and energy and health will improve dramatically, and you'll feel rejuvenated and energized. This is sold at thousands less than your health professional's office. Activate your wellness with a relaxing, energizing detoxification with ElectroChi Energy Foot Spa. Balance your body's meridians of energy and your wellness today. 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical, NUTRI Medical.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, it is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, some of those features include the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through, all completely free at bbs.freetalklive.com. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. So we're talking about the situation in this country when there's so much regulation. There are so many rules, so many laws, so many hoops to jump through if you want to start your own business, for instance. Mm-hmm. And the way it's set up is really, I mean, really, it's ingenious on the part of the government people, because they've gotten everybody into this position where businessmen have started their businesses for the purposes of offering a product or service to the public, not for the purposes of protesting. Business people don't want to put their livelihoods on the line. They've got families to feed, too. Right. So you can't, I mean, it's easy for us to sit here on Free Talk Live and say, well, we think you businessmen should stop withholding taxes. We think you should, you know, do this and that. Because we're not in the same position as they are, so it's easy for us to sit here and sort of Monday morning quarterback them. But they're in such a precarious position because I'm sure there are a number of liberty-loving businessmen out there that would love to engage in these sorts of activities, but they understand that if they're the ones that step out of line first, they're going to get targeted by the government. Sure. The government's going to come in there, and like, for instance, with the guy with the cigar bar in Illinois, you know, let's say there was a way to modify his business to where he could stay open, you know, have people go outside, that sort of thing.
Yep.
The guy running the cigar bar, he would, you know, could modify his business, or he could stand up and refuse to participate, which is what he is actually planning on doing because he's going to go out of business anyway. But he could stand up and refuse to participate, and as a result of that, he'll be targeted. They're going to fine him. He won't pay the fines. As a result of that, they're probably going to come after him with a, you know, a goon squad to arrest him as a result of not paying those fines. Then how's he going to open his business the next day if he's under arrest, if his employees are facing threats? I mean, the employees are going to drop right off the face of the map if they feel like they're going to be, right, you know, fined because they're not making a whole lot of money. They're just regular employees. So once he drops off the map, then his other competitors have, you know, they've got all the customers now, so they don't have to get out there and stick their necks out. This other guy's sticking his neck out. Nobody has an incentive to join together and refuse to participate in this government tyranny.
It would take a lot of coordination and a lot of cojones from a lot of different people. I mean, it's not easy because we've seen what happens when people do stand up like this.
Right.
Time after time, the government targets them, shuts them down, and ruins their lives.
I think that even though we've seen what happens, we are starting to see a shift. As you mentioned, Toby, there have been some really exciting things going on here in New Hampshire with some civil disobedience. It's not business-style civil disobedience. It's personal-style civil disobedience. But maybe that's where it has to start.
Yeah,
maybe
it's an advertising to business owners, too. Like, look, you can stand up. You can dissent. You can. There's people here, liberty-loving people, who are with you. So enough of us band together and do it, maybe we can get somewhere.
I'm thinking maybe if it starts on sort of a small personal level, like we've been seeing, where people here in New Hampshire, just a handful at this point, have refused to get a driver's license, for instance, and they've gone and driven. They've refused to get a beauty permit license, and they've gone out and given, you know, a nail file, and or they've filed someone's nails in front of the government bureaucracy. There have been some very interesting examples of that. Maybe that's where it needs to start. Maybe it needs to be sporadic here and there and here and there, and people, individuals refusing to participate, like Lauren Canario, one of our friends here in New Hampshire, who was, whenever she gets arrested, she's non-cooperative. She doesn't resist the police, but she doesn't help them. She doesn't walk from point A to point B. She forces them to carry her. As a result. And these are the sorts of things that are, you know, really frustrating to the bureaucrats because they're not used to this. They don't know how to handle it. They don't know what to do. So if more of that stuff starts to happen, then maybe it'll somehow coalesce into, again, not that there will ever be a central control. There won't, because that's just the way the movement is here.
Mm-hmm.
Each individual has their own goals and their own things that they want to achieve. But maybe once it starts to happen more on a personal level, someone will get the idea to go ahead and stick their neck out on a, you know, on a business level, knowing that there are enough supporters in the area that will come to back them up, you know, in that. You know, let's say that there's a smoking ban here in New Hampshire that was passed last year. So let's say one of the bar owners here in town decides, you know what, I want the business from the smokers. And he decides to say, you know, come on in to Joe's Bar. You can smoke all the cigarettes you want to, and we're not going to pay the fines. You won't have to pay the fines because I don't think they can find the smoker in New Hampshire yet.
Yeah, I think they find the business owner.
So the business owner could refuse to pay the fines, and then that could result in some sort of, you know, if the government came after him and arrested him, that could result in protests. That could result in fully informed jury association outreach outside of the courthouse. And there could be all sorts of things that could happen around that person who decided, that individual who decided to just say no to the government. There could really be some amazing things that would occur, but it's going to take some courage. It's going to take someone to have that courage to stand up and do that.
Yeah, and I think that they're going to need to know that they are supported. They're not going to be alone in this. So I think it's really great to have the smaller people like Lauren Canario and like people like advertising, like, look, there's people here that will stand up and support you for this if you go out and do it, so that they're not alone in the world. So
exactly.
I know that there is some kind of a paradigm shift that's happening, and the more government grows, the more people it's going to start to tick off. There's going to come a point where people are say enough is enough. And
you're right.
The way it's going, it's growing bigger and bigger every day. Eventually, It's going to backfire.
I think you're right. I like the term you use, paradigm shift. People are starting to see it. People are starting to move in our direction. They're starting to understand liberty. And, of course, the more we talk about it, the more it gets attention in the news. I mean, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, there's all kinds of different liberty media outlets. We've got television shows, your show, Free Minds TV at freemindstv.com. People can see what that's like. People are watching that show.
Yep.
There's my show, which is now on the radio here in Keene on Saturday nights, Free Talk Live. We've got a newspaper run by Free Staters. So there's definitely, the message is getting out there.
Mark's got a show.
Right. Mark, our co-host, has his own show. It's a weekly news show. So, and this is just the beginning. You know, there are going to be more people coming in, more activity, more political activity, but also more outside the system stuff. And I think that as time goes on, you're right. People are going to shift away from believing that the government's there to protect them to understanding that the government is putting them in danger, that it's the government that's impoverishing them, that it's the government that is making their lives less happy and less wealthy than they could be. So I think you're right. We're going down the right road. And let's go to the phones, talk to you, see what you think. Let's go to Sam in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sam.
Toby, I disagree with you that it would take organization to kind of change things. I think the Ron Paul example, or the Ron Paul campaign, is a perfect example of that, how it's kind of decentralized individuals doing things on their own.
Well, I'm sorry if I meant to say that it takes organization. I don't think it'll take organization. I think it'll take people seeing other people doing it. I think that what gets people enthused about the Ron Paul revolution is seeing all these other people who are enthused about the Ron Paul revolution.
I think it's kind of... After reading or listening to the audiobook, Ian, that you put together, that was fantastic.
You listened to the whole thing already?
I'm on my second way through it.
Market for Liberty, by the way. You can download it. It's a free audiobook. Go to book.freekeen.com, and you can get it there. That's Keen with two E's on the end of it. I should really set up the other Free Keen to make sure it points to the right place.
Sorry. Ian, can you actually say just private property the normal way?
What do you mean?
Every time you say it in the book, you're like, it's private property.
Yeah, I don't recall that, but okay.
You put a huge accent on it. It's kind of funny. But you did read it in a way that's really engaging and keeps people interested.
I think you mean public property.
Public property, yes.
Right. There are certain sections of the book that are in quotes, and so you'll hear me inflect differently when something is in quotes, and it's usually some sort of collectivistic concept like public property. And so, yes, I sort of deride it and sneer at it when I say those words.
It kept it amusing. So going back to the topic, two things that I've done, or allegedly done. One time I was at a jewelry store just getting modification to a piece of jewelry. The guy was writing out the ticket, and I said, allegedly, hey, I'll pay you in cash if I don't have to pay sales tax. So he just scratched it out right on the receipt and said, sure.
Handed me
the receipt with the sales tax scratched out on it.
Awesome. I know you've got more, Sam. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Did you stuff yourself at Thanksgiving? Plan on stuffing yourself the rest of the holiday season? Do some damage control right now with a rapid weight loss system you can fit in between celebrations. Don't let your weight get completely out of control this holiday season. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Now at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? My house is for sale down in Florida, and I'd like you to buy it. Or maybe someone you know that is looking for a house in Florida, looking for an excuse to, I don't know, retire early, get a vacation home, primary home, whatever. It's minutes away from the beach. You can go to house.freetalklive.com and take a look at all the details. Just $159,000 for a 3-2, very beautifully remodeled, and it's got a soundproof studio. It's where this show used to be made.
Awesome. So. Beautiful weather down there. I just got back. So.
Well, it's beautiful if you like it hot, and certainly some people do. So head over to house.freetalklive.com. We go back to Sam in Texas. Sam, you're back on with Ian and Toby.
So another example I think is pretty easy for people to do. After the Ron Paul Tea Party, we went to dinner down there in Freeport, Texas, and my meal came out to about $13 and change. So I offered to barter my meal for an ounce of silver bullion. And at first the lady was like, well, what is this? So I explained, you know, it's silver. It's worth about $16 or so. And so she took it back. One of the other waiters saw it, and he's like, man, I really want it. And he was talking about it. And eventually I think the owner or the manager saw it. Just couldn't thank me enough for what was happy as could be to accept it as barter for my meal, number one, and was happy as could be that I gave this to him. And he said, this is going in my coin collection. Thank you.
Now, where does one get an ounce of silver bullion from?
I bought about 50 ounces in silver rounds off of eBay for, I think, around 800 or so. So there's different places. You can also go to coin shops.
What did you? How did you leave the tip?
Well, I just, what I did was just gave him the, I bartered. It wasn't like I was paying with FNR notes or doing some kind of exchange for them. I was bartering for my meal for an ounce of silver. Do you see the distinction?
No, no, I see what you're saying, but what about the waitress? I mean, was she supposed to get paid from the owner?
Well, I don't know how they worked that out. What I told the waitress was, is if you want, you could accept this and then buy it out of your own, you know, funds from your own pocket. pay my tab, and then you keep the silver bullion.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something many waitresses are going to do.
Well, I love paying in silver. I know that there are some people in the free state offering different services for the papers and stuff that I've paid in silver bullion before, and it kind of makes you feel good to actually pay in and out of silver. It's a lot of fun.
These are great ideas. I mean, these are simple, easy, sort of outside the system things that one can do, and relatively anonymously. I mean, there's no real way to trace any of this stuff. There's no real way to get caught, and you're not doing anything wrong either. I mean, you're offering. There's nothing illegal about bartering in the American economy or according to the federal government, as I understand it. So the things you're suggesting there aren't necessarily wrong. Although I guess. With the when you gave the example of the guy in the jewelry shop,
there I think you could get in trouble. That's why it was allegedly the events that took place.
Well, now, could you get in trouble, or would it be him that would get in trouble?
You know the bureaucrats, they find a reason to get us both in trouble.
Yeah, okay, true. That was where you had allegedly given a jewelry shop owner some cash off the books for one of his products, right?
Well, I just offered to pay cash so that he wouldn't have to pay sales tax. That's exactly how I put it. But I'm happy to pay in cash if you don't want to pay sales tax. And he smiled and scratched it out.
So he just sort of moved the inventory without ringing up the sale? Was that how that
Well, worked? I was bringing in a piece for repair, or not repair, but to add a link to extend it.
So I
guess he just did it. I'm not sure what he did.
And that'll benefit both because you won't have to declare that money and pay additional taxes on it. You won't have to pay your sales tax, so it's a really a win-win situation.
Exactly. Great suggestion, Sam. Did you have any others?
Well, I can tell you about some regulations that I've run into that seem ridiculous.
Okay, sure.
I'm doing a plastic injection mold part. Sent a quote off online just because, you know, they fill out the form. I'm a privacy advocate. I'm not going to give them information that they don't need, so I didn't fill out my address because they weren't shipping me anything. Well, that has held up the quote for 2 days, and I finally found out why they need my address. It's so they can keep all this information for Homeland Security.
What are you buying?
I'm an inventor, right?
Uh-huh.
So I've invented this component. It's a little plastic injection mold part.
Okay.
And I've sent them the design, but they will not even quoted without having my physical address where they could, you know, send men with guns.
Jeez. Well, you know, most people can be easily fooled by a private mailbox, Sam. I know you're probably going to be moving to New Hampshire one of these days, so it's probably not worth getting
one
of those.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
But I'm a huge advocate of private mailboxes. You can go to a UPS store, a Pac-Mail, or whatever your local shipping shack is, and you can buy a mailbox. It looks like an apartment when you write it down. They tell you you're supposed to put PMB for private mailbox and then the pound sign and then whatever the number is. So, but you don't have to. When you're writing things down or when you're giving somebody an address, you just say, well, I live here, number 313 or whatever. Then you just put the little pound sign there. That way it looks like it's an apartment number, but that's, of course, not at all what it really is. And I've been able to fool everybody from, I mean, the Florida state government to the federal government with that one.
Nice.
So, yeah, now I highly recommend that.
On the flip side, I'm getting some logo work done and branding work done. I've put a proposal together, a request for a proposal, on this website that sends it out to thousands of developers in China who all read the requirements, submit their designs to me. I've told them, you know, I'm going to pay this amount for this design. And I've gotten back just the most fantastic stuff. When I'm doing a corporate RFP, there's all kinds of rules that, you know, if you give one party one thing, you have to give it to all parties, and all kinds of other things about internal communications. I've got none of that to worry about. And it really is giving me, I think, an advantage that I wouldn't have if I was following all the rules.
As many rules as you can break, do it, because it gives you the advantage, and it helps keep more of your money in your pocket. It gives you more time as well, so I highly recommend it. And, try to cut as many corners as you possibly can when it comes to dealing with the government. There's no reason to jump through their hoops if you don't have to.
And that was it.
Great call, Sam. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9231. And by the way, with the private mailbox idea, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with giving governments your private mailbox number. If they ask you something or they get suspicious, you just say, well, I'm homeless right now. Yeah, I'm transitory.
Not a bad idea.
I'm staying at a friend's house or whatever. I could be going somewhere else. I might be moving soon. Well, you don't ever have to nail it down with them. You can always say, I might be. You know,
right.
Well, I might be moving soon. I'm only visiting here temporarily. I'm not sure how long I'm going to stay.
As vague as possible.
Yeah, try to be as vague as possible. And of course, it's better if you don't talk to them at all. But anyway, I'd highly recommend that for people. 800-259-9231. We go to Gene in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys. It's a pleasure to listen to you tonight.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I heard you talking earlier about getting the people into the streets to change the laws. You know, if you had enough people that have enough understanding that you could get enough big enough group to change things, you'd have enough people to get somebody into the legislature, more than likely.
I would imagine you would, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, the other comment I had was on, you had mentioned something about the early Americans would have thought if they had to deal with government that we have today. I was in front of the county commissioners here in Montana a while back, and, of course, everything's totally regulated to death in most counties nowadays because of the financial funding that the federal government provides.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking about all the rules and regulations there were, and I covered quite a bit, and then I said, gentlemen, can you imagine our forefathers as they were sitting on the other side of the Mississippi or the Missouri River, sitting there, and then some bureaucrat came up and said, well, you can't cross over unless you have a permit, or you have to have a water permit, or you have to have a beach permit. And a crossing permit, and there was silence. And then I hit him with the big one. I says, and think about this. Can you imagine the environmental impact statement they would have had to fill out for the Oregon Trail? Anyway, that kind of drove the point home, and I use that a lot, and it kind of brings it home as to how much progress is made where people are left to their own devices and their own creativity rather than putting everybody down on the same level.
Yeah, you can't make progress if you're constantly having to jump through increasingly difficult hoops with more and more, you know, fees and mandates and taxes, and it's just impossible to get anything done these days unless you've got a team of lawyers and oodles of cash. It's disgusting.
Yeah, well, you have to cover your butt with lawyers if you do anything that's going to create any kind of an impact at all.
It shouldn't have to be that way. Gene, thanks for the time, man. We're out
thanks
of it for
doing
tonight.
That.
Yep, it's been Ian here with you.
And Toby.
Back tomorrow for the live Saturday edition of the program with Gardner Goldsmith. See you then.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. The disciples.